Mamar Arvut Umarvara.
The Arvut article is the most important article, I would say, for explaining the role of the people of Israel, of everyone, of humanity, really. Because after the giving of the Torah, Matan Torah, the first article that Baal Sulam wrote for the people at that time, the second article is the Arvut, mutual guarantee. Giving of the Torah comes from above, that's what we receive. But why do we receive it and how to implement it? That's in the Arvut between us. That was the reason the shattering happened, the Kli of Adam HaRishon that the Creator created. And in the unification of that Kli, all those fragments of that Kli together, which is each and every one of us, we come to a state where we reveal the Creator and all of creation and the entire process and the thought of creation and the purpose from beginning to end, all through the connection between us and inside the connection between us. What we attain in the power of mutual guarantee, we attain the upper force, the Creator.
And
accordingly, we come to the final state called adhesion. Our adhesion with the Creator. So there isn't a more important action than the Arvut in practice. And this is how we have to see our situation, the process we have to go through, and our purpose. Around that, we have a lot of material, articles, but whatever we will read, it's all aimed at the keeping of the Arvut also in our life. Each and every moment, we have to be aimed at that. Am I coming close to the concept of Arvut more and more? And I don't need to have some other goal before me. Only that one. And if we establish it, arrange it correctly, we will immediately see how our entire life acquired different color. How all the problems, including the current crisis with the coronavirus and others that are waiting along the way, all of that falls on us because it's trying to awaken us to Arvut. Hence, if we see even a small malfunction or a great one, its correction is only in increasing the Arvut between us. So let's try to think only of that all the time, especially after yesterday when we started to arrange it, to establish it between us and between all the people in the world, and we'll continue on our path.
We can't hear you, Rav.
I would ask here, although it's not exactly according to what we're reading, what is the difference between the Arvut between us inside the ten and between the tens and the Arvut between us and the Creator? What is the difference between the Arvut that we have here, between me and my friends, and between me and the Creator? What is the difference between the Arvut, between the tens, and between the ten and the Creator? Let's expand that concept of Arvut a bit more, which includes all of creation. That's what I want you to feel. Please. Discuss it. Quickly as possible. Let's have a discussion, a little workshop.
So you can repeat and then explain.
When I asked about the difference between the Arvut in the Ten and between the Ten and the Creator, you said that you see no difference. What did you want to say about it?
I wanted to say that ultimately, when we reach the correction, we discover that it's the same. The Arvut between the friends, the Arvut between the tents, and the Arvut with the Creator, it's the same Arvut.
Just as we learned that the concept of the Creator doesn't exist unless we arrange it in the connection between us, in the Arvut between us, meaning in the Arvut that's between us, we establish the concept of the Creator, and then to that extent, He exists, He is revealed. Any questions on that?
Bentayim lo.
For the time being, no. Yes, Aaron?
In the question you gave us for the workshop, you asked, what's the difference between Avud between us and Avud between us and the Creator? What is Avud between us and the Creator? I understand being in Avud with the friends, but what does it mean with the Creator? He's in Avud with us, and what?
The Creator is the all-inclusive. If I relate to the group as one to it, as to one unit, when there's not difference between all of us, then this concept brings us the feeling of the Creator. The Creator is that force of connection that we can establish. There's no Creator without created being. But what we can establish between us correctly when we yearn for the connection between us, first, this mutual support.
And then between that force of connection and us, there are ties of Arvut.
We have ties of Arvut, and between us and between and to that force that we wish to connect and see as the purpose of, well, the goal of that connection.
He is in Arvut with us, we are in Arvut for him.
Yes, we say that there is a state where we are connected together, we are guarantors to one another, we are tied together as one, and we pray to that state. From that state we wish to draw strength. That state exists. It's alive, it's eternal. We have to come to it just to reveal it in practice. That is the difference between the Arvut between us, which is still in the process of development, it's changing, and that Arvut that we can imagine or depict before us clearly as a result of the complete connection. But both we establish and arrange and set up, not that it exists outside of us.
Okay?
That's why these states are so important. We have to be integrated in them.
We know that there are two floors, the love of friends and then the love of the Creator. So the transition between the two floors, is that another action we need to perform? Does it happen by itself?
No, we need to do it too, but the love of the Creator is a result of the completion by the love of the created beings, meaning the concept of the Creator is scrutinized in love without any difference to all the created beings.
I'm asking, look, I used to think that in the work between us we try to reach love or avud between us, and then when it succeeds we need to take another action where we say it's not for us, or rather it's for the Creator.
The Creator is a concept that we attain when we truly integrate together. Then in that integration, incorporation, inclusion, we attain this ideal of the final connection, the complete connection called the Creator. Otherwise, he's not attained.
Peter Shalosh.
слышал, что Творец — это абсолютное, предельное
нашего поручительства.
А можно ли как-то мерить поручительство?
Creator is the absolute measure of avut between us. Can we measure it?
We have 125 degrees. In each and every degree, the connection between us, the form of connection between us changes each time in quantity and quality. And this is the measure of our avut, our integration, our soul's devotion. It's all one concept, except there are different angles, different perspectives by which we look at it, because that's how we're built. But when we attain this concept fully, it means that we attain the Creator. That's
что меня больше держит, поручительство с товарищами или поручительство с Творцом?
What holds me more, the avut with the friends or with the Creator?
I depend more on the arvut between the friends, because from that I can come to arvut with the Creator. Among the friends, I begin to attain the concept of the Creator, and also the arvut with the Creator I attain only through the friends. The Creator is everything, is the inclusive, the result of the complete connection between us, the sigma. Except we can't come to the complete connection between us in one step. Well, there are 125 steps, and that's how the upper light did these divisions, this from up to from top to bottom, and he gave us an opportunity to attain the degrees of arvut between us and in total with the Creator. Then in total between us and with the Creator. We will learn in the study of the Sfirot what does it mean that a light is revealed in the Kli, before the Kli, outside of the Kli, and so on and so forth. The Creator, we don't have any other definition for Him, and we can't speak to Him or about Him except if inside the Kli. Therefore, the concept of the arvut in the group, we attain inside of it. We attain the arvut with the Creator. Why do I emphasize it? Why did I start with it? Because we need to see how much the work is between us. That's where it is.
Can it be said that the arvut between us is necessary, mandatory?
I can understand.
Can it be said that the avut between us is mandatory? It's
I don't want to have such definitions. Kiev one.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот мы, как вы сказали, включаемся в товарищи.
Yes, dear Rav, we, as you say, integrate together mutually. We're all included with the friends in the ten. At what stage do we discover the Creator as a partner, like with a friend? Is it the general avut?
Through the connection between us, we can turn to the Creator, where the Creator is, in general, the center of the connection between us, the inclusive result of the connection between us, as much as we can integrate, incorporate between us until we lose our personal, individual personality and include ourselves there, that the connection between us is what exists and not each one of us. That's the meaning of being included with the Creator, and we work with that concept. To attain that concept with our efforts each time, this is the goal, this is the apex of each and every degree.
Когда мы это делаем, то такое впечатление, что это как бы мы это усилие прикладываем.
But when we do it, it feels as though we are making the exertion, investing in order to integrate with the friends. But in the connection with the Creator, how does He act towards us?
When we attain a demand for unity, we begin to feel how this unity is working on us. This is the meaning that the Creator is returning it to us.
There, between all those degrees,
you're a scientist. Tell me. From one discrete sphere, how can we come from that to a circle, an integral? There's no such thing. You have all these capabilities in math to imagine it, but there's no such thing. As much as you create a sum total, the sigma of all those sums, it'll never reach the integral. And the same thing is with the Arvut.
Is it the same thing to say that there's no difference between each, between the particular partial correction and the end of correction?
No, we are built on purpose as discrete units, divided, separate, in order to feel a lack of arvut, lack of connection, lack of unity, because this belongs to the discernments of the upper force, a higher degree compared to us. Compared to us, it's called the Creator, the upper one. Therefore, we have to attain just how much, to what extent we're unable to attain that higher degree that exists in a perception of reality which is above reason. But when we are drawn to it and we build between us this image of the upper degree, this intermingling, incorporation, where we wish to break the barriers between us, then we receive a special illumination from there. It's already an integral illumination from a higher degree, where there are no individuals, no separate units, only one. And we rise to that concept. We need to feel that in practice, on the ground, so to speak, in the field. Okay? I don't know what to do. Turkey too.
Dear Rav, our friend Hazula is asking, how can I come to Arvut condition if I cannot pray for friends?
You can't. For sure, you can't. You must come to a state through various exercises where you are responsible for the friends. You're asking, you get sick for them until they will feel good. We're talking about the connection between them. I'm not talking about the things that each one has in his corporeal life, rather only for the connection. You and ensure that each and every one of the friends will be concerned with connection, and you're willing to set that example to them, and they need to care about it, and you care about it, you care about them, and that's how you connect to such an extent that you feel you equalize between you in this tendency, in this concern, and it works out that you build the Creator. You make Him. Try it. Try it. You'll see that it is possible. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Av. We always feel when we touch on the Arvut that you want to do it, but then you always examine the friends. You check, are they in Arvut with me as well? So you fall into some very cruel ego. How to avoid that?
Don't you see that they want to relate to you with Arvut? That their hearts are open? they want to accept you with all their heart?
No.
You don't feel it. Okay, it's a sign your heart is closed.
How to open the heart then?
Pray. Cry.
I cry a lot. I also take action in the tent just to make that happen.
In hiding, my soul shall cry. What can you do? It's pride. Pride, there's still no breaking point that allows you to feel. If you can't appreciate all the friends as yearning for connection more than you, then you're not seeing the truth at all.
I know that I'm blind to that state, and that's what I'm asking always, to be able to see the friends and how they aspire to connect and how lowly I am. So there's a point here where you always get to a state where you come to that sensation and then something disappears.
Then you run away.
Yes, how not to run?
It's unpleasant. It's unpleasant, and then you need to come closer to them even more, and you need to reinforce one another. Reinforce that together. This is already called a prayer in public.
And that is the Arvut. Arvut is about that.
The Arvut is when you attain a special force that exists in the general Kli, that existed before the shattering, and it used to hold all the parts together. And with your yearning, you attain this connection, Peter Achpamim, 620 times more. Arvut is the force of connection between us, where each one who is connected in a single body is in charge of the proper functioning of the whole body and is willing to do everything as much as he can. Whatever is in his power to do, he does. And then he discovers, each one, including you, each one discovers that he is indeed responsible for the entire body. Why? I belong to my ten. A few people I'm tied to. No, incorrect. You are connected to everyone. You discover that in this entire soul, the infinite soul, there isn't a single cell, a single part that doesn't have you in it. There isn't a single part. You yourself are not responsible for its state. You determine the state of each and every particle. And this is true for each and every one. The Arvut, then, is the concept of the functioning of the complete vessel. Through it, we attain the functioning of the general force, the Creator. It does not end there. Rather, each one has to be like that. Just imagine, we're all cells in this body called Adam, Adam HaRishon. And each one has to carry out his role towards the others. This is called Arvut. Do I truly take the role of the other? No, I can't be with his soul. But as much as I have to give him to function properly, like cells in one body or in the general flow relative to one another, that's what we have to do. Except, don't do it in the body, like in the body where things happen naturally, by natural force of the body. Rather, we have to make a choice here. By that, we enliven the body, when we connect to one another and we commit to be in Arvut to one another and to pass to each other what the other needs from me. This is the meaning of I am a guarantor to him. I am responsible for giving him everything he needs and everything I am capable of giving. This is a law. It's a law of life. Of the law of the life of the physical body, and also that law called Arvut is the life of the body on a spiritual level. Moscow 2.
Да, спасибо, Раф. Скажите, пожалуйста, вы сказали, что поручительство — это общий закон объединения между нами. А если вот разложить, скажем,
поручительство... Tell me, please, you said that Alvut is the general rule of the connection between us. So if we have this equation where Alvut equals the sum of this and that and this, what will be the exact equation there?
Our vote is not that we simply connect, rather our vote is a condition for the general flow and the general body, where everything there has to be in the exchange of metabolism, in the exchange of forces. This is a condition for life, livelihood. So there's no difference between a small one and a great one, and each and every one, we are all obligated to it from the outset, from the creation of that vessel. You have to think about it more. You'll see that by that, we are solving many problems. And all the demands that the Kabbalists put before us, it all stems from the foundation of the Arvut. PT 20.
Rav, it's a wonderful lesson, very powerful. And around this point of Arvut, I feel like from the beginning of the lesson until now, there's a certain power in me, like a charge that I want to carry over to the friends, but I can't.
Try in your feeling to pour what you have in your heart over our entire vessel, like that. Because in that you will discover that you're responsible, since whatever you can give to the Kli, no one else can. Then you exist only in order to leave for yourself the essential force of, necessary force of life, and all the rest to pour to everyone. That's ahead of you. Go ahead.
Rav, what kind of feeling will be within me when I be in Arvut?
That you're spread over everyone. And to that extent, you are covered by the Creator.
The action that the Ten demands you to do. Without any understanding of yours, is there Arvut? Is that realizing that is Arvut?
Maybe yes, I don't know, but if the Ten demands something, you should close your eyes and do it. And if you can open your eyes and criticize, and in spite of that, do it, it's a higher degree. But that's step two. First, do it with your eyes closed. You trust them completely. They are holding you. That's the first state. And later, you activate your aviyut, coarseness. First, you perform a restriction. You want to do whatever they say. This is the meaning of keeping the condition of the first restriction. You are now before the upper one. You're included in the upper one. That's it. The upper one controls you, like an embryo in his mother's womb. Then you begin to grow. You say, no, I want to participate on my own volition, with my understanding and my awareness that runs against, but I add it for what's happening. And then you add your coarseness. Then you have a screen and reflected light and so on and so forth. Guys, without this work that we are now talking about, if it doesn't happen throughout the day as much as possible, we will never advance practically towards the realization of the purpose of life. We'll remain as animals.
Again.
Can I continue?
Yes.
In the example Yaakov gave, You said that a higher state is when the ten decides something. I have criticism, I express it, it's not accepted, and then I nullify it. You said it's a higher state. Why is that?
Because you want to work in Arvut, even with your ego. You add the coarseness, then you rise to a higher degree. How will you climb if up to degrees if you cancel yourself completely? You cancel yourself, and on top of that, you'll add your ego, and with that ego that you feel, you scrutinize, nevertheless, you cancel it. We'll learn how to do it, where the coarseness of your ego joins the Arvut. Then you are in practice, in action, you are acting in Arvut.
So the most correct thing is, if the ten decides about a direction and a friend has criticism, he expresses the criticism, but he feels that the spirit of the ten is against him, then he lowers his head and nullifies and continues.
If he lowers his head and he annuls, it means that he's included in them. If he nevertheless is aware that he is against and he works with them above it, it means that he's transferring his coarseness to purity. We'll learn about it later. We should forget about it for now. It's a technique. We'll get to it later.
Rav, can we say that Arvut is when I see bad traits in the friend and I try to cover them with love?
That too, but even if you don't see any negative qualities in the friend, but you simply wish to help him, live in him, support him. Imagine that we are cells. Individual cells in one body, and these cells need to try and work together in order to revive the body. This body is called the soul. It is broken. The points of connection between the cells are broken. And we need to establish that connection.
How can I help the friend then? How can I resurrect these connections?
By expressing the Arvut towards him, show him that you're willing to be in everything with him, whatever he wants, whatever he needs, to awaken him, as Rabash writes, a friend, what does a friend lack always?
High spirits.
High spirits, exactly. You see, you can always add. You can always add to him. And beware of at least not to bring it down. This is also the effort, and that happens a lot with us.
I'll try to ask again shorter. I do all the corporeal actions that we need to do. Everything I know I need to do, I do.
Are you getting paid or not?
Sorry?
Are you getting paid or not?
No. But I find a lot of joy in that.
Satisfaction. Good. So your ego, for the time being, is receiving a compensation.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the meaning of being paid.
So how do you come to the next step is what I'm asking, without stopping the actions. It sounds wrong to me to stop doing all the actions, to not feel the compensation.
You're right. The actions are actions. You just need to change the intention. So how to change the intention?
Yes.
You need to gradually come to recognition of evil. How much, if you don't get support from within for these actions, a nice attitude from the friends, smiles, I don't know what. You don't get this compensation from them, and nevertheless, you do it because you wish to keep the law of Arvut, the law that the Creator determined as a glue in the kli that he created of all the individual souls, that they are all connected in it. And that's what you keep the law of the Arvut.
And
gradually you explain to yourself, why do you have to do it? Why the system has to be in this way? You depict it before your eyes. How it's built. And you want to keep those things and to live in them. Try and see how the intentions will change.
Coffee. אז הוא שואל, אני כבר רואה שהחברים נמצאים בערבות, ועדיין אני לא מגלה את הבורא.
נו, אז כנראה שאתה לא רואה את החברים, נכון? ולכן אתה לא רואה את הבורא.
I guess you don't see the friends correctly, and consequently you don't see the creator. The degree of, or the measure of ערבות between us is the measure of the correction of the כלי. The unity of the Kli. Accordingly, we discover the general force. The Creator is called the inclusive. So he's revealed in a vessel that started to arrange itself in the minimal degree of Arvut, where you can discover the force of one unique and unified, the Creator.
The friends are already in Arvut. אין בעיה, אני מסכים מאה ערוץ, אני מרגיש חברים בערבות.
אתה מרגיש? לא ידעתי איך אני...
You feel it. Oh, I didn't know how I should measure the ערבות, according to your feeling. No, it's clear to me.
רק על זה לא כתוב בספר.
Except it's not written about it in the book.
I see
the friends.
Oh, you see, I understand. It's not enough, though. It's not enough that you see it. I have to receive confirmation from above. The seal of approval that you reached Arvut. Is there revelation of the Creator and the connection between you? Did you make a web of connection from the ties between you called Arvut, and there you reveal the Creator according to the qualities of the connection you've attained? According to your ability to be in the quality of bestowal, you discover the general form of bestowal called Creator? Even in the smallest degrees, are you doing it? Well, what are you saying that they're in Arvut? Where do you get that? That illusion.
Yes. There is connection between the friends.
Connection with the friends. I go out to the street. I see many groups who have connection. They sit in bars, restaurants. They go out together. They have a connection. The connection is corporeal. In order to enjoy, receive pleasure. It's not a spiritual connection where we want to do only for the sake of the friends and through them for the sake of the Creator. That connection is not there. It works on us. We're advancing towards it. We're coming to it, but we haven't attained it yet. So please don't delude yourself. There's work to be done.
We are working more and more between the tents. That's what we learned in the Congress. So what does it mean for us, keeping the law of Arvut between the tents?
Between the tents it's more difficult.
Sakana.
There's danger here that we begin to pay attention to the connection between the tens, we might weaken the connection between us in the ten. There are other things we need to decide on between us to ensure we don't weaken the connection between us, to keep the arvut between us. So inside the growing arvut between us, we'll be able to connect to the ten next to us. Since only from seeming surplus of arvut between us, we'll be able to go out to the next ten and begin to connect with it. So, on the one hand, it's worthwhile to try to do such things, because it gives us, it forces us to pay attention to what we need to prepare in our ten. And later, when we understand it, we begin to learn. Why until we keep the arvut? Why before we keep the arvut in our ten? We won't connect to the adjacent ten? No. We need to also learn from the adjacent ten and try to mix with them. Why? Because like the same way we're getting example in life, you take a guy and a girl who know nothing about their life, they mate, they have an offspring, and then the growing child makes them into adults, they helps them mature, they become parents, and they care about him, and so on and so forth. And until this woman has a baby and she feeds him, she has milk and all, she's not considered a woman. And he also, before he starts to care for her and for the baby, is not considered a man. That's how it is according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. What am I trying to say? We need to connect, to try and be in arvut with another ten, for another ten, but not to leave the arvut in my ten. Rather, each time I need to reinforce and increase the connections of arvut, our obligations. Since how can we give the others if we're not strong enough in our arvut? Only when we have a certain degree of arvut between us, from that we can come out to the next ten, the other ten, and then we'll feel how much we ourselves need to receive in order to give to them. That's how it works. Understand? Then we will learn with you. What does it mean, Gilgalta Ve'enayim? And Dacha, what is Israel that connects to the Creator and attains the Arvut, and later gives himself to give Arvut to the Achab, to the vessels that are still in the bull to receive. And then by that, you see how the arvut, it's always the arvut, all the time the arvut, the obligation to one another, love your friend as yourself. This condition is necessary. And through it, everything can exist in the still vegetative inanimate degrees in our world. It exists by itself, and in the spiritual degrees, he must be established as a result of our efforts.
В чем прочтёство во время утреннего урока?
Hello, Rav.
Внутри в десятке и...
What is the expression of Arvut during the lesson? In the ten and with respect to all of BB. What's the expression of Arvut?
Arvut is expressed when I want to attain connection in my efforts to cause connection in a different ten. I want to show them an example. I want to open their hearts. I want to pass my energy to them, that it will help them briefly in anything. We see these things in the way cells split, divide. It was one cell, then they like divide, they move further away from one another, and we'll see how it works here. How the Patsufim do, they're integrated in one another, and they move away. Yeah, we'll learn about it. It's not exactly according to this lesson. In the next few days. Okay? Who else, Owen?
Huh?
And during the lesson itself? Concretely, during the lesson, what should you do in order to be in Arvut?
Во время урока.
Again?
С утрешнего урока, когда мы все смотрим, слышим. Mm-hmm.
During the morning lesson, when we watch and listen, how is the Avut expressed? Should we pray to the right intention or what?
During the morning lesson especially, we want to be one group. Sometimes we need to feel in the tent, especially if there's like an exercise, but if there is no exercise, we want to feel all of us as one tent, all of us. And then when there's a flow between us and each and every one, that I want to fill everybody, and in this way everyone else wants to fill everybody, in that way we start feeling how we have more places and more deficiencies, and as much as we need this general force of the Creator to organize us, because He is the guarantor from the beginning of creation till the end of it. And in this way we can advance to correction. It's already working on us. We need more and more every day to bring ourselves to such a form.
This great example of a boat brought us lots of discernment, which we discussed between us in our tent. And we ended up realizing that we are in a system which floats on water, which had people in it, and which had pedals to drive the boat. So we wanted to ask, what do all these parts represent in our work in Arvut?
I don't
know, that's still not a topic for the lesson. How do we strengthen the Arvut? Only in a general way, that we want connection between us and not connection with pedals or rows or the side of the boat. The side of the boats, the rows, the sails, it's all inside us, in man, and not outside of him. And we need, instead of all these words, we need to connect our hearts together, that we will feel more and more that our spiritual life, all of us, are in the hands of the friends. My spirituality is in the hands of the friends in the tent. That's how I have to feel. And I can't influence them in anything directly. Only as much as I give them a feeling of Arvut, there might be a chance that they give it back to me. And only what they give me back, in that I'll have spiritual life. So try to really compliment them as much as you can. Because in their hands are your spiritual life, is your spiritual life. Okay.
Tov. Tov.
Okay, let's keep going.
Item 19. Rabbi Elazar, son of Rashbi, clarifies the matter of Avut even further. It is not enough for him that all of Israel are responsible for one another, but the whole world is included in the Avut. Indeed, there is no dispute here, for everyone admits that initially it is enough to begin with one nation for the observance of the Torah, meaning for the beginning of the correction of the world, as it was impossible to begin with all the nations of the at once. It is as they said.
It's like we see today. How many are we? We're like in Babylon, where Abraham pulled everybody he could take out of Babylon into his group. That's how we are. We've gathered from all the world into the group of BB. And the whole world is still there, but we need to start keeping the Elvut, and we have to know that our goal is to make a preparation, the correct preparation, for the whole world to come into that. Why do we need it? Because the Creator wants it. In this, we will then give Him true contentment.
Hola, querido Rav. Más que una pregunta.
Hello, dear Rav.
Me gustaría hacer una esa pregunta para.
More than a question.
¿Cómo viven
al día? I'd like to ask a question of a ten in Petach Tikva. How do they live the daily life, the avut between them?
It's very good. I think that today, during the day, you need to write to one another and there tell each other how you build the avut, how you maintain the avut, how you want everyone to know about your avut, share your experiences, and likewise with everyone. Maybe you should even create a place where you write and everyone can go there and read in all the languages from all the groups, how you are drawn to keeping the avut between you. Do it. Thank you for the idea. French.
Dear Rav, how do you look, see that the friends that are in the group for a long time, or it happens with me during the lesson, sometimes we disseminate during the lesson. If I start writing an article or go into social media, how does that influence the Avod? Does it have any place to do that?
I don't think this is correct. The fact that you get an idea to write an article in the middle of the lesson, so write down the article, the idea on a piece of paper. I always have a pen and paper here, so I write it down in order not to forget it. But it takes maybe, I don't know, 30 seconds or a minute. But to disconnect from the lesson itself, from the flow of the lesson, and take something and do it, by that I disrespect the whole world kli. I have to be connected to them with my heart and soul, with complete avut. And not only am I not connected, I am disconnecting myself from there, from that whole kli. By this, I harm the whole kli, and I do tremendous harm to my soul. It is something forbidden to do. lesson when we're all together must be together, like the example of the real avut between us. Now we are all on a boat, and everyone is on our boat, and we have to watch over each other and over ourselves in order not to drill holes in the hull of the boat. Be very, very careful. This is really wrong. I understand you may not have time later. Write down a couple of words on a piece of paper during the lesson, but don't disconnect from the lesson. Whereas if you go with your heart and mind to a different topic, even to write an article that is needed, you need to publish it. You disconnect from the group. It's very bad. You don't gain by that. Everyone loses, and you lose.
А механическую какую-то, ну, простую работу, что-то переписывать или там...
Let's say to do a mechanical work.
Nothing. You are immediately immersed in what you do with your mind and heart. And that is a flaw in everyone. It's a flaw in everyone. You have to constantly be in the lesson. You don't know what you have in the lesson. That's why you're not getting anything. You're hearing 1% of the lesson. You're not listening with your inner kelim because it's according to your yearning. And I don't see that you have the yearning. Understand?